All right, and welcome back to the podcast, everybody. So glad that you guys are tuning in. It always makes me happy that you guys are with me on this growth journey of life. For those who are new to this podcast, we post every Monday and Wednesday. Mondays is our Monday segment called Monday Messages, where you hear messages from me. And Wednesdays is our Wednesday's Word from the Wise, where I get to sit down with pretty cool guests and glean from them. This podcast is dedicated to your personal growth, man. And we're passionate about growth because, man, we don't want to stay stuck into the past, man. We want to progress and move forward. So this time of the season is coming up. It's February. And so what does that mean? Well, a lot of the questions asked is, who is your Valentine's? This month, I want to dedicate it to relationships. I want to shout out Freedom Church. You're going to hear me all month just telling you guys to come check it out. But I'm really inspired by my pastors, Pastor Joe and Tessa. They do a relationship series every February at Freedom Church, and they have awesome guests that come up and share. I've had the opportunity to share a couple times in those series, and so it's great. You're going to want to make it. So if you're in the Woodland Park area, I encourage you guys to come check out Freedom Church, 6 p.m. It'll be a fun time, and yeah, you're just going to love it. Learn a lot of things. And so whether you want to grow in a relationship with someone else or whether you're just preparing to be that right person, I believe this series is going to be a blessing to you, whether, again, you want a relationship or whether you're not, that's not even in your focus. So really what we're going to unpack, and I've talked about this before, but I'm going to take some, just a lot more time to unpack some things, but we're going to dive into Proverbs chapter 31. Now, I know for the guys listening, you may think, no, Josue, that's not me, man. Come on, that's the woman chapter. But I believe there's principles and proverbs that can help everyone. I want to leave us with a main thought in this, too. I remember sitting down with someone that I admire, and I was asking them about relationship advice. And I remember asking, you know, what is something that he advises his kids? And one thing that he would always tell his kids is, you know, if they don't follow you to church, they won't follow you anywhere. He's telling his son this. And at the time he was sharing this, you know, his EA was in the room too. And so to make it applicable to her, he let her know as well, like, you know, for you then, you need to find someone worth following. Now, those words there are the ones that highlighted to me, because it made me look internally and ask the question, am I someone worth following? I believe, you know, that question is something that we should all ask. Am I someone worth following? Again, this can apply to relationships. This can apply to our personal growth. This can apply to anything in our life. Are you a person worth following? For our confident people will immediately say, yes, by golly, yes, I am. For us, that may be a little more insecure. They may, I don't know. One thing that I believe that the word can do for us is help us reflect and be a mirror to see where we're at. Now, what Proverbs 31, or the title of the series, what I'm calling it, is Progressing with Proverbs. Because here's the thing, whether you ask that question to yourself today, am I someone worth following? It's not saying that you have to be perfect. See, a lot of times, sometimes I cringe when we hear, like, you know, vision statements or core values, and we talk about excellence. Now, again, don't misunderstand me. Don't get me wrong. We should, you know, strive to be excellent. We should walk in excellence. But the reason I cringe at times is because the word excellence, what it can be, you know, misused as, is perfection. And so what I'm saying is, when you're asking and looking internally, I'm not saying that you have to be perfect. You know, when you're asking yourself the question, am I someone worth following? It's not saying that you have to be perfect. That's why I cringe with excellence, because sometimes people say the word excellence, but they're really expecting perfection. No, it's about progressing forward. And that's why this podcast is dedicated to growth, is because, to be truthful, we're always going to be growing. So today, this month, let's progress forward with Proverbs. And that's what we're going to do today. That's what we're going to unpack in Proverbs 31, progressing forward with Proverbs. All right, I think that's a good intro. Why don't we do it? Let's get into it. So Proverbs chapter 31, we're going to start in verse 1, and it says, "The words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him." So for all my guys out there, it's like, you know, I used to get a hard time because I used to title this message Proverbs 31 Man. But the truth is, if you read verse 1, it already tells you Proverbs 31 is addressed to who? A man. And not just any man. Proverbs 31 is actually addressed to a king. King Lemuel, just for study purposes, is another term or another word for, you know, name that they use for Solomon. So this was a letter that his mom wrote to him, right? A prophecy. So for any of the guys that used to give me a hard time about Proverbs 31, listen, it's right here in the verse. It's right here in the Bible. This is written to a man. Verse 2, "What, my son, and what the son of my womb, and what the son of my vows, give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings." Now, depending on the translation that you're reading, I have my old King James Bible here today. But in the NLT, it even describes it as, "Don't give your strength to women who ruin kings." You know, so there's a difference there. It's not saying that you can't give your strength to women. Like Ella, Miss Ella, right here in the back, she's the real boss, okay? But it's not saying that. It's more in the sense of women who ruin kings. So there's a couple things I really want to pull out here just from these first three verses. First off, realizing that this verse was written to King Solomon, but now that it's left for us as words to read and words to grow from, it's God's Spirit breathe on these verses. Realizing this, that you are royalty, that even as God wrote this, "Don't give your strength to women who ruin kings," you got to first realize your identity. See, any time that we give ourselves away freely, it's because we truly don't know our worth. That's the same with a woman. That's the same with a man. A man who sleeps around, or a woman who's sleeping around and just, you know, not committing to anything, is because they truly don't know their worth. But what Proverbs is telling us here is that, hey, guys, like, even at first, you're a king, you're royalty. You know, that's why it's even advising, don't give your strength to women who ruin kings. So I want to encourage you that, man, through Christ Jesus, you have value. You are amazing. You are awesome. And the first thing that we should come to recognize is our self-worth. See, one of the worst things to do is to get into a relationship without realizing your self-worth or your identity in Christ. I encourage you guys to go back to a series titled Understanding You. In that series, I talk through and I break down the verses that, you know, really talk about your identity in Christ. But it's important that we grasp that and understand that, because if we don't get our identity from Christ, what's going to end up happening is you're going to get your identity from people. You're going to get your identity from your relationships. You're going to get your identity through the circumstances or the things that you do, when truly your identity is found in Christ. When that is your foundation, man, you get to walk with confidence, right? You get to walk with a boldness. You're not easily swayed. You're not easily pulled aside. So the first lesson that we're really going to dive down today is understanding that you have worth. Understanding your worth. And how do we do that? It's by having a relationship with God through His Word. Man, you know, when you get in tune with His Word, you begin to see who you are. Relationship with His Word is going to bring life to you. I know there were times that, man, my identity was struck or moved because I was not getting it from Christ. I was not leaning on the Word. I was leaning on my own thoughts. And man, I'm telling you, when you lean on yourself, what ends up happening is your identity becomes like a roller coaster. It's up and down. It's all over the place. But when you decide that, man, God, I'm going to put my identity in You, I'm going to fix my eyes in the Creator and who made me, man, there's just a boldness and confidence that comes from that. Why? Because you're no longer looking to the external. What are you doing? You're looking internally inside your heart and who God has made you. So before we pursue the relationships, before we do anything, we need to ask ourselves the question, am I someone worth following? And someone who's worth following is someone who realizes where their identity lies in. Let me say that again. Someone worth following is someone who is secure and realizes where their identity lies in. Let me give you an example. How many of you guys have ever made mistakes? Sure, all of our hands can go up, right? Even mine. I've made mistakes. But you know what? If my identity was in myself, I would be a failure. I love something that Pastor Lawson has said in the past, and he's talked about King David. King David, his greatest act of faith was overcoming his personal failures, right? Think about it. David failed with Bathsheba, and even worse at that, he had her husband killed. And when he was confronted by the prophet Nathan, what happened? You know, he came back and he repented. Now, here's the thing. God didn't remove him as king. God left him as king. And not only that, but even the letter that this is written to was Solomon, which was the son from that affair. But look at that. God still used it. And what did David do? He went back to repentance or back to relationship with God. What am I saying? A person worth following knows where their identity lies. David made a mistake, big time. But he didn't allow that to sway him, knowing that he is a child, knowing that he can come before the mercy throne of God. Man, you want to be someone worth following? Listen, as you lead and as you walk out in life, you're not going to be perfect, right? You're not going to be perfect. Man, I remember someone has told me that before when I was taking in a new position, even for myself. Is that, you know what, you will make mistakes. You will make mistakes. But the thing is not to identify with those mistakes. Learn from it and move forward. Move forward. The way you get away from not wasting your strength on people who destroy kings is by knowing your worth. Because when you know your worth, you're going to be able to progress forward. Progress forward. Something I love that Craig Rochelle says, in his leadership podcast, he says, people want a leader that's real, not the one that's always right. And that's powerful. And it's true. But that's not even just in leadership. But that's just in a person. Man, let's not go around wearing our masks. Man, let's be genuine. Let's understand that we're not perfect, but we're progressing forward. So I just want to leave you with a 3-minute challenge today. I know this episode's very short, but man, we have more to unpack from Proverbs, or progressing with Proverbs. And so my 3-minute challenge for you today is to ask that question. Are you right now someone worth following? Ask yourself, take these 3 minutes. Am I someone worth following? Take your time with the Lord. And again, this isn't a place to condemn yourself, but this is a place, because again, we're not looking for perfection, but we're looking for progressing forward. Thank you guys for tuning in. Peace.